You're listening to the Green Ride Podcast.
Creating a better future today.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first episode of the Green Ride Podcast. My name is Zane.
And my name is Nikki.
Hey, Nikki, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Zane?
Good, good. Excited and ready to go.
Me too.
So, Nikki, what are we doing here today?
So, the purpose of this podcast is to document a specific journey that Zane and I decided to start a little while ago and to share it with a community of people. The lifestyle that we have decided to transition into is that of a waste-free movement. That means that we are basically trying not to produce any waste, specifically plastic waste.
Sounds kind of crazy.
I honestly thought so at the beginning as well.
All right. So what are we trying to accomplish through this podcast?
First and foremost, we want to share our journey, some of the ups and downs, the hardships, the great things that have come from this lifestyle, but to also create a community of other people that want to do the same thing or hope to accomplish the same thing, or maybe are already years ahead of us in this journey, and really just kind of connect everybody in one common goal. I'd love to kind of talk a little bit about why this whole thing came about, how we even got turned on to this.
Yeah, no, I'm excited. Let's do it.
Yeah. About a year and a half ago, Zane and I were taking, we were just driving along, and he decided to tell me about a video that he saw on Facebook that was circulating around. And it was a video of this giant trash island floating in one of the oceans. Now, I'd seen that before, but when I saw it initially, I don't know, like I didn't really connect my involvement to it. Like I saw it, I was like, oh wow, that kind of sucks. But I didn't really feel personally connected to that at all, nor did I really understand like the impact of it. But when he brought it up to me, I was interested in his anger because of that video. So I started doing some more research, and I found out that it's real. It's not the only one either. But the one that we're talking about is the Pacific Garbage Island or Garbage Patch, depending on what you search. It is really big. It's 2 times bigger than Texas, and it's floating somewhere in between California and Hawaii. And like I said, it's not the only one. It's just one of the biggest ones. And yeah, so that kind of started my search into, well, okay, maybe I'll use less water bottles. And then after doing some research, I found out there's so much more to it, so much more in our daily life that we use that is so wasteful, so harmful, not only to us, but to our environment. And that's kind of what started this whole lifestyle for us and really what fueled us to go forward with it.
Yeah, no, it definitely made me angry. I think just on a personal aspect, because me as a consumer and as a participant of this planet, realizing that I contributed to that, that was part of it. But then really just thinking of the human race as a whole, you know, we're all responsible for this. You know, we've caused and created this mess. And to be fair, not everybody is aware of it. Not everybody realizes it. So, you know, I don't want to say that we're all innocent, but I think that the majority of us, there's no bad intent. This is just the result or the repercussion, really, of our basic lifestyle and how we consume and how we manufacture and what we use. And then most importantly, how we dispose of it. So it's really kind of just bringing more of awareness to this. And it's funny because before this, I never considered myself like an environmentalist. I cared about the environment. Obviously, I pick up litter. I don't litter. I see stuff like that and it upsets me. But, you know, everybody has kind of their own thing, whether it's a charity or something they're into, some sort of activism or something or ever. So it wasn't really until this that I became really more involved with the environment and not just the world, but even locally, you know, where we live in our town, and trying to be more aware and trying to educate myself more to see what I can do to not only fix what the issue is, but alleviate the problem or to try to prevent this from getting worse.
Absolutely. And that's kind of the whole goal of this, is to spread awareness and to create a community of people who have the same drive and urgency to fix the problems that we've created as a human race. We don't want anyone to feel like they're being attacked. We definitely don't want anyone to feel guilty. We want this to be a very uplifting journey, a way for all of us to further examine the impact that we each have, not only on an individual level, but on a community level too. We all have some kind of impact in this. And the goal is really just to go into every day trying to find one or two things that we can do better, that have a better impact on our community, our homes, and our planet as well. And that's kind of the biggest thing. We're not looking to convince everyone in the world to go 100% waste-free. That just might not be feasible for everybody, and we understand that. It's all about working within your means, but doing something positive. And that's kind of what we hope to cultivate.
No doubt. Yeah. Again, we don't want anyone to feel attacked. You know, when we talk about these things, whether it's, you know, the Pacific trash pile or, you know, anything that's going on, you know, we're all responsible. I'm responsible. You know, you're responsible. Again, there was no ill will there. It's just really becoming more aware and then asking ourselves, what can I do to help? What can I do to alleviate this or to really, you know, keep from adding to it as little as possible? And that's definitely some of the things we're going to talk about. Like you mentioned, there's going to be, you know, stories of frustration and stories of defeat where things don't go our way or we buy into something then realize it's no better. But this is really more about sharing the successes as well. It's those little successes that make it worthwhile and make it easier as you go through this journey. And it's definitely something that's not easy, like you said, but every day you get better. And it's not about being perfect, but just being better every day.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It hasn't been easy. And we've been doing this for about a year and a half now. We've really, really committed to it. And there, like you said, there were a lot of frustrations. There were a lot of times that we just flat out forgot, or because of somebody else, you know, we ended up with something that we didn't want. There are definitely a lot of those. But the positivity greatly outweighs it, just in ways that you don't even necessarily think of. Like, obviously, there is the aspect of I'm producing less waste. But then there's a lot of like other random great benefits that come with it. You know, you're eating better food, so you're living a healthier life. You have a better diet. You are maybe more active, depending on, you know, what your means allow. If you're able to start walking more often, like, you're going to be more active. And there's a lot of times that aesthetically, things that are sustainable and better for the environment just look better and are prettier. So that was actually a super exciting thing to discover. But really, we just want this to be a resource. There are a lot of resources out there that I found when we first decided to do this on Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram. Goodness, there's so many blogs out there. And that's one thing I really want to stress. This isn't going to necessarily be a list of items you can swap out. This isn't necessarily going to be like a step-by-step guide. This is our journey. This is our introduction into this lifestyle. And some of what we want to cover is taking an in-depth look at our recycling programs here in the U.S., you know, are they actually effective? Are they really doing anything, or are they just as bad for the environment? We're going to take a look into like composting. We're going to look at how this lifestyle can integrate into your work life, into your relationships, into places that they don't have this lifestyle. We're going to take a look at how this affects your pets, your hobbies, things like that. And so we want you to really, really be excited. And the next episode is actually going to be how to get started, not necessarily step by step, but just like the mindset of things that you'll need to think about when you're going into it. There will definitely be some tips, some hacks and stuff that we can share with you that we did and some other things I've heard other people do, but it's really going to be heavily set on your mindset.
Yeah, it's exciting. And again, you know, we're not the experts. We're not the pros. You know, I still feel like we're pretty new at this. So like you said earlier, it's all about community. Obviously, we're looking to influence, you know, everybody out there and to, you know, offer the advice or the lessons that we've learned, any tips, tricks, products that we find. But it goes both ways. So we want to hear from all of you. We want to hear, you know, those on the same journey. What successes have you found? What have you been able to do to live more of this lifestyle? What are some of your frustrations? What are some of your challenges and victories? So we want to get just as much as we give. And what we're hoping to accomplish with this on a regular basis is just growth.
Absolutely. One of our biggest goals is hopefully in a couple years down the road, we've gotten to a lifestyle that is completely waste-free. And if there is any waste, it's very, very, very little. And we can honestly say that our impact is great, but we want other people to be able to share in that as well. It's not just about what one household does. It's about what every household does. It's not about 10 people being 100% waste-free all the time. It is about millions of people doing a handful of sustainable activities or habits that make the biggest impact. So like I said earlier, we don't expect everyone to be perfect. We don't expect you to listen to this podcast and then all of a sudden you are 100% waste-free. That's not realistic. We want everyone to put in effort and to put in more good than bad.
So wait, so I have you on record saying you don't expect me to be perfect?
I think you took that in a way I wasn't intending it.
No. We all heard it loud and clear.
Oh, great.
All right. So Nikki, where do we go from here?
So from here, just be looking out for the next episode. You can keep in touch with us as well as follow along with our journey on Instagram at GreenRide. That is ride with a Y, not with an I. So it's RYDE. And then on our website as well, greenride.com.
Sweet. All right. So I guess that does it for our first episode, the introduction. Woo. We look forward to hearing from everybody and getting this thing going and just getting bigger and doing better. And we're excited.
Yeah.
All right. So thanks everybody for listening. We look forward to more in the near future. Take care of yourselves and ride green.
Thanks, guys. Bye.
See ya.